y'all, it's Katie here, founder and director of Pulp Town, Orlando's almost daily cheat sheet to the city. On Mondays, I head downtown to downtown Orlando's number one co-working space, Venture X Orlando, where I record this here podcast, courtesy of our friends over at Brand Crumbs Media. And yeah, on Mondays, we do this podcast and we talk about the five hot topics going into the week ahead, five events you should check out, and five people, organizations, or businesses in Orlando that are making Orlando, Orlando. And then Tuesday through Friday, I appear in your little inbox via a daily digital newsletter that is your daily cheat sheet to the city. And we're going to go ahead and get started today. First up, Governor DeSantis said to President Biden on Friday, you are not going to shut Florida down again. Mm-mm. He doesn't care how bad the pandemic is to get. He said that he hoped to announce by next week dates on which the ages to get the COVID vaccines would fall down to 55 as of Monday, as of today, if you're listening on Monday. That age has now gone down to age 60. And then after we get plenty of those people vaccinated, then we'll start vaccinating people 55 and under. And he says, like, it will increase the increments over time. But Biden just said last week on Thursday that he wants every state to open vaccines to everyone, no matter their age, by May 1st. Drama. In related news, Walgreens says it's going to vaccinate essential workers. This is not currently included in the vaccination plan set forth by Governor DeSantis. So this is also a kind of a walk away or break away from what's going on with DeSantis. So far, Walgreens hasn't said who those essential workers are. And still related, real interesting, Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings held nothing back last week. He said when DeSantis announced that he was going to sign an order that basically canceled all the fines that were imposed for violating COVID-19 restrictions starting since March 1st, 2020, as in since last year for the whole year and for the whole pandemic, for all those fines that any county or state has imposed to any businesses for violating COVID-19 restrictions, that he is going to cancel those fines. And Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings says it can even be debated that the governor's inaction to enforce health and safety guidelines likely contributed to the spread of the virus in our state.
Ooh.
Woof. That's catching you up to date on what's going on in COVID-19 and vaccines. Moving right along. Will's Pub just announced last week by Orlando Sentinel. Actually, Orlando Sentinel broke the news that the Will's Pub building was sold. And the way that Will Walker, which is the owner of Will's Pub, heard was through the Sentinel breaking the news. However, here's the good news. There is nothing that's going to happen to Will's Pub. Will's Pub building was sold, but Will's Pub still has a lease on it for 10 years plus or however much. So don't fret. You can still get your beer drinking and eating now too, because now they have a new food kitchen in there too. That's great at Will's Pub, and see the concerts and do all the things and support local over there. So don't strut. Don't let the headlines ever fool you. You got to keep reading, read all the details to know what's really going on. And so it's actually not a bad thing for Will's Pub. Speaking of places that people really, really love, Austin's Coffee in Winter Park is potentially on the chopping block.
No.
Yeah, that's what
I love Austin's Coffee.
Well, that's a good thing that you do and a lot of other people do as well, because there is a clash between customers of Austin's Coffee and people that have been gone there for a long time and businesses and everything that's going on with the fact that the city of Winter Park needs to fix their traffic congestion problem right there on Fairbanks. It is a nightmare, right? And the city of Winter Park is proposing, okay, what if we buy this building and surrounding buildings, and then we'll either tear these down or move them or make them parking lots, because they also need parking lots for the Martin Luther King Park right there behind it. So they're trying to think of all these things that they can do to help alleviate some of the congestion, including maybe possibly tearing down Austin's Coffee. And people are saying, no, do not take this from us. We love Austin's Coffee. You're not going to take it. And so one customer even started a Save Austin's Coffee Instagram page, and it's a very informative page to check out and tells you when you go up to the stories and things like that, like how to actually get involved and actually make your voice heard and things such as that. So anyway, check out that story happening over on Orlando Weekly, or again, going to Save Austin's Coffee on Instagram. And good news for the Paramore Community Garden. They just got a $50,000 donation from local realtors, actually by way of the Orlando Regional Realtor Association. They got together and decided to raise money to donate to the garden initiative to help update equipment, otherwise beautify the green space of the individual spots that are there now. in addition to helping them by using the money to build a new greenhouse, shed, and irrigation system. This is actually the largest in history for the ORRA to donate. So going to a great cause. Lynn Nicholson over in Paramore has been keeping up the Paramore Community Garden for years. He is a delightful, delightful human being. Moving right along, there's new art coming to downtown. It actually just unveiled last Thursday, and that was over in the City Arts Courtyard downtown right across from Venture X. It's a partnership between the Downtown Arts District and the Downtown Orlando Partnership, and again, this is a cool new mural in the City Arts Courtyard slash alleyway where they've been holding like outdoor concerts and stuff since the pandemic started. And the piece is called The Land of Merchants. It was created by local artist Jonathan Stimberger, and it is a nod to Orlando's growing art scene. It's really, really pretty. You should go and check it out. You can see it for yourself on the City Arts Instagram page. And speaking of art at the Howard Middle School, they too are working with the Downtown Arts District and also the Thornton Park Main Street to draw these murals outdoors in their little recreational area. So that is also going to become an outdoor classroom for them, which is really, really cool. So if you see some new art sprouting up over at Howard Middle School, now you know why. Those are the five hot topics we're talking about this week.
Yeah.
And we're going to move right along into the five events that we recommend you attending, starting with Monday tonight, March 15th at 7:30 p.m. You can tune in to Rep. Anna Escamani hosting a women's history virtual panel with other local Central Florida lawmakers. That is going to be just a conversation about women's work here in the city, their impact, and what they've done for the state of Florida, for the country, what have you, and then also about how far we have to go for achieving equity and equality for women. So yeah, that event again happens tonight. You can check it out by going to Facebook to Anna Escamani's page, and that will be online 7:30 p.m. Anyway, on Thursday, March 18th at 12 p.m., continue the Women's History Month celebrations with the Orange County Regional History Center. They are going to be hosting an online virtual chat about a very incredible woman that I'm learning more about named Mabel Norris Reese. She was a journalist who owned or started the Mount Dora Topic newspaper many, many years ago. Reese also played an influential part in the Groveland 4 case because back then she received some tips that the sheriff was not accurately portraying the story. And that is how a lot of the investigations happened into what really went down there. And she received many death threats and was like people tried to get her out of Mount Dora, etc. She was a very, very courageous and fearless woman, and you should get to know more about her by tuning in Thursday, March 18th at 12 p.m. afternoon. Make yourself a little lunch date online with the Orange County Regional History Center. And then on Friday, our friends over at Bungalore are teaming up with Motionflix. Motionflix is a company that launched during the pandemic where they do these awesome pop-up outdoor movies. Anyway, so they're hosting an outdoor movie screening of the cult classic Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. That's happening Friday night at 7:30 p.m. White Castle is actually going to come. They're bringing up their White Castle Crave Mobile. White Castle Crave Mobile. White Castle will actually be there. The White Castle Crave Mobile will be there and handing out some sliders. So that event, again, is happening Friday night, March 19th at 7:30 p.m. in Mills 50. If you don't have your tickets, you need to get them fast because that is sure to go fast. Yeah, and a portion of the sales go to Enzion. So that's really, really awesome. If the weather is bad and it's rained out, they're going to try to have it again on Saturday. So anyway, that's happening in the Carlotta's Culture Park. It's a new pop-up series from Bungalower, and it's in the old Imperial Sales and Leasing lot on Mills 50. And then happening on Saturday, March 20th at 12 p.m., there is a vintage pop-up flea market happening in front of Aku Aku in Thornton Park. It's the Citronaut Flea, again, 12 p.m. Saturday, March 20th in Thornton Park. Also happening on Saturday, I'm giving you a few bonuses. You're welcome. Halftoberfest is happening at Ivanhoe Park Brewing, so we're halfway to Oktoberfest, and Ivanhoe Park Brewing is celebrating by everyone getting dressed up in dirndls and lederhosen and just pulling out all the stops. So yeah, celebrate Halftoberfest at Ivanhoe Park Brewing this Saturday at 1 p.m. And if you're in the Sanford area on Saturday at 3 p.m., this happens weekly, you can go on an historic downtown guided craft beer and history tour of Sanford, which is also sounds like a great freaking day, especially if the weather's nice. Anyway, the other last event that I will give you for the week ahead is Sunday, happening at the Edible Education Experience in College Park. So it's all about partnering with different local chefs and vendors, and they're going to pop up and do a bunch of food from Italy. And so whether it's pizza, pasta, wine, all the things, I'm excited. So that's happening March 21st. There's a 12 o'clock slot and a 3 o'clock slot, 3 hours long. And basically, you're just going to be transported to Italy. So again, Edible Education Experience in the Garden, happening Sunday, March 21st, 12 p.m. or 3 p.m. Choose your time, $5. And you can find out more about that by heading to their website. On to the five people we think you should be following on the interwebs.
Woo.
We're going to change it up this week. We're going to do podcasts.
Yeah.
We're going to do five podcasts we think you should follow outside of this 15 one. Minutes in Pulp Town. That's right. I'm going to go with Beyond the Smoke because I follow Thomas Ward on Instagram and I see all the things he does and he is very active. Thomas Ward is the owner operator for Pig Floyd's in Mills 50. And as the pandemic has happened, he has learned to really pivot and just be like super innovative and is now focused on venturing out of just restaurants, right? So anyway, so he's doing a Beyond the Smoke podcast produced by Brand Crumbs Media. And Thomas Ward talks about what it's been like working like during the pandemic, all the things that he's doing to get creative. Thomas is pretty entertaining. And I think the Beyond the Smoke podcast is going to be fun. And that is launching this Wednesday. So you can find that on all the places where you stream your podcasts, like wherever you're streaming this one from right now. Okay, number two, I'm going to go with Clean Slate Experience. It is a podcast with a local man named Garen Sprouv, and he talks about how he quit his day job and decided instead to launch his janitorial business, and he tells you the story of like why that happened and encourages you to also find your calling. Anyway, good, great podcast for you to tune in and listen to, especially if you're looking for some Monday motivation or some midweek inspiration. So you can find that too on all the places you stream your podcast. Number three, I'm going to go with 60 Mindful Minutes with Kristen from Orlando Date Night Guide. Outside of launching Orlando's best like dating website, not like Tinder, I mean like, you know, when you're running out of ideas of what the heck you're going to do today, but 60 Mindful Minutes with Kristen, that is a good hour use of your time to really hone in on like listening to people who have figured it out before us or like who are still figuring out and can tell you like, hey, like these are the things that have helped me become more successful or calmer or more at ease with my life, what have you. Anyway, 60 Mindful Minutes with Kristen Manieri, M-A-N-I-E-R-I. Number four, this one's pretty popular, but I'm still going to say it because I love them, and that is Scotch and Good Conversations. They've been around since 2015. It's a great, great podcast, and their tagline is that they've been asking smart people stupid questions since 2015. Anyway, highly recommend checking out Scotch and Good Conversations. The guy who runs that, the host, is Peter Von Taborski. He is a Scotch drinker and promises to be your new best friend. So check out Scotch and Good Conversation on the web. And then lastly, let's go, speaking of Scotch and Good Conversations, there's also Cocktails and Conversations, and that is with Dana Marie Rockmore from the Dinner Party Project, where every week she interviews someone local in Orlando, talks a lot about how you like to rest, I think. I know because I did this way back when. But then also talks about the Enneagram, your favorite cocktail, maybe like your favorite drink or favorite bar here in Orlando. Anyway, that's a good, fun podcast as well. I think most recently she interviewed the founder of the new General Store. Check it out. Cocktails and Conversations. That's a great podcast to listen to as well. Those are five podcasts to listen to this week outside of this one, 15 Minutes in Pulp Town. That's all I got. That's all I got for this week. I am done. Starting soon, we will start having guests on the show coming in the weeks ahead. Thanks for tuning in and for listening all the way through. I appreciate you. And I appreciate you, Vic, from Brand Crumbs Media, for helping keep me motivated through this podcast. And then also shouts out to Devin and the team from VentureX Orlando for putting this on for us as well. So I will see you guys next Monday in your earbuds and then Tuesday through Friday in your inboxes.
Stay pulpy.